הקדוש ברוך הוא would not create the world. Wonderland, it pasuk, there is a new mea. אם לא בריתי יומה ולילה, חכות שמיים וארץ ושמתי. אז בצרטן יומה ולילה, יומה ולילה, only תורה. Not מילה, מילה is not יומה ולילה, only during the day, you can make מילה. And I told them, אם לא בריתי, יומה ולילה חכות שמיים, יומה ולילה, you don't read it. But once, little child, 12 years of age, he said, no, Rabbi, I have a different answer. What? מילה is יומה ולילה. I said, huh? מילה must be done only during the day. He said, yes, but after you make the מילה, he has it every minute of his life. The child said, he said, that's your mom balayla. That's a good, it's a smart. Anyhow, I said, alachot mila. And after alachot mila, baminan, there is also alachot avilut, the mourners. But your edah, this is your edah. This is half of it. See, this is your edah, the value.
It's two books.
Huh?
Together, two books?
Yeah, they're divided into two because it's big. But really, one. Then comes what? Eben Ezer. What's Eben Ezer? They call a woman called Ezer. Ezer, no, Ezer, Kenegdo, his helper. Then Eben built. That means they built the home together. Ezer, that built the home together. Eben, Ezer. There is a pasuk that called but something even higher, but they use it for the woman. So the old things that has to do with married life, which means include, first of all, you have to have to marry, to get married. You have children. It's your duty to try to have children. Are you listening, Mark?
Yes, I am.
You know what it does mean, listening? There's two kind of listening. There's listening means just hearing. But listening means accepting it and going, following it. That's his listening. That is priyavriya. They say, okay, priyavriya, wait a minute. Not that way, I tell you priyavriya and go blind, folded, and get married to anyone. No, no, that's there. There is one you can get married, there is one you can't get married. Take it easy, not to anyone. This is what they say. They give you all the laws. Who is the woman that you can get married to? Who is the woman you can't? If there is a Kohen, married, a woman, divorcee, comes a child, this child, halal, can never marry the child, the girl, halala. No Kohen can marry her. Not Allah. And if he's a Kohen, that son is not a Kohen. Cannot make a Sirut Kapayim. He can't go as a Kohen to the Torah. Absolutely, no Kohen at all. That's halal. Halal comes from hol. He's not kadosh anymore. He's not Kohen, he's kadosh.
All the future generations the same thing?
That's right. Halal, and his son, and his grandson, and great grandson, forever.
They're
halalim.
Is that marriage forbidden? That marriage forbidden? A person wants to do that.
Marriage of a man that takes divorce?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, for every minute that he lives with her, Avon.
So how does he get married? Who marries him? Why do rabbis do that?
That's a big question. No Orthodox rabbi will, sometimes they go to get married. They just take two witnesses and give the shin and he goes. What do? He gets married by Sirah. For every minute that he lives with her, he has Avera.
What about a Kohen who marries a lady, he gets divorced, but he wants to marry her again?
Can't do it.
Once he divorced,
even his own divorcee, he can't. Halasna, once he divorced her, he cannot remarry her.
Kohen.
But Rabbi, is the one.
And the regular person could marry the one divorced, providing she didn't get married once. Right?
The regular person.
I know, I'll let you go, right?
Gets married, divorced. Each one remarries. Gets divorced, can they remarry each other?
No. His own divorcee can marry, he can marry as long as she didn't get married to somebody else.
I said, but she got married again.
Khalasna.
Even though she divorced, divorced second time.
Finish.
What's the reason?
That's what I'm saying. If
very simple. Then they will keep exchanging.
Exchanging, that's it.
The Arabs do the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. The Arabs, if she doesn't get married, he's not allowed to have her, unless she goes. She gets married to another one, divorced from him, then she can go back. They confuse everything. They heard from something.
They read the law.
That's what I was saying.
Upside down.
That's what I was saying. If he gets married to a lady, he divorces her, but she didn't get married. In other words, she didn't get married to nobody else. That I know. You can't.
No.
Let's say like the divorce.
He can now. If he's a Kohen, he can't.
Even though she didn't get married to nobody else?
That's right. A Kohen cannot. Only a person who is not a Kohen.
Okay.
Don't confuse them.
Okay.
Be careful, you know. I realize he repeated and repeated again. Kohen cannot marry even his own divorcee, not somebody else's divorcee.
No, she's Israel.
Israel can marry his own divorcee as long as she did not get married to somebody else. But if she did, and then second one divorced her, he cannot marry her. Is that clear?
Yes.
Don't let me tell you again and again this dinim of Priyavarbiya and the name which woman is permitted, which woman asura. There are so many laws again, complicated. And laws of marriage. How do you marry? When do you become married? What is the laws that applies after they get married? There is erusin, there is nesuin, there is a married only by the thing that you gave her. There is marriage. Marriage means they lived as husband and wife. That's called nesuin already. The ketubot. Ketubah, what do you write? How much you should give her at least, and so on. All this there is. The amount and what is the obligation of a husband towards his wife. And he has to give her food, give her clothing, give her time. Time, I mean, that means live with her.
Not give her good time, just give her
say,
time.
Okay, we get married. You be khaddam here. You live in the other room. I'm in this room. Majnun. They don't get married for that. Okay?
Yeah. The woman has to be
in.
She'era, kesuta, ve'onata, lo yirga. I didn't want to go to that. I said, provide her with all her needs, I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we understood, Eddie, we understood. Because the woman has to be a maiden before she gets married.
That's the terms for it, the Hebrew terms.
If she has to be a maiden, what do you mean?
I mean, it's better
if man,
it is.
If a man getting married to a widow, my divorcee, that's a maiden?
No, I mean,
no. You said, does she have to? We're talking, we assume if a person getting a single girl and that, assuming she is a maiden. But if, God forbid, she was bad, she was a maiden.
No, I mean bad.
I cannot tell.
If God forbid he was
bad. We say, in the ancient time, they used to come and dance a person getting married to a girl. Then he goes, after a day, he comes to the court. Hey, I thought I'm taking a maiden, she's not. Oh, sometimes they tell him, come here. Really? She's not? Yeah. She's not. How do you know? How do you know she's not?
I give your wife the credit cards, Alan.
Sometimes.
I need that now.
Sometimes he has to know.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. This is what the Torah fell off, things laws about it. Anyhow, that means he said, I was cheated. I thought she's made and she's not. He claims he's a cheater. Okay. Sometimes and sometimes. Sometimes he's right, sometimes he's not. And so on. Then there is, after that, divorces. Ah, get, what is my son? Today there are people who make it absolutely almost the get is not kosher. And you know what the responsibility is that? A man that makes get, he doesn't know how to make a get. He has the avon on his neck. For all his life, that has for shalom become mamzerim out of it. If this woman, that according to the law, she is not a divorce, he gives her a divorce he does not know how to give. He gives her the wrong divorce. It's not according to the halacha. She goes and she gets married after that. The children are mamzerim. You know what avonot it is? And unfortunately, there are many involved in it that they don't know a thing about. What are the laws of getin? And we can't talk anything. Would we just create problems and fights between so-called rabbis? Do you understand? And we are living in a time that nobody can say, people don't know this is a rabbi. He always speaks, he knows how to speak, he's a rabbi. But he knows nothing about getin. And when he makes a get, Shema Yisrael. And what can you do? And come to people, this is not a rabbi. Oh, you see, the rabbis don't get along together. The rabbi is talking about another rabbi. You don't know what to do. You talk, the reaction will be bad. You don't talk, terrible avonot. We don't know what to do. Oili mi yotzri, oili mi yitzri. We don't know. We are between our duty towards God and our duty also what the people were, how what they will take it, the reaction of the people. Sometimes we get lost. We don't know what to do. The responsibility is very big. Responsibility of the rabbi. That's why I told my two of my children wanted to become rabbi. I said, please don't. Responsibility is very big. I said, learn to be as a rabbi, but don't practice. Because it's a terrible thing today here in America. Hashem Yisrael, okay. But I said, then there is a lachot yibum. What's yibum? Two brothers. One married a woman, and he didn't have children, unfortunately. Then he died. The woman cannot go and get married, even though she's a widow. Automatically, she's the wife of the brother. The brother is supposed to take her as his wife, and the children be named after the other brother.
Do they do that now? Do they not now? I mean, do they do it?
No, the Torah said if you don't want to make yibum, you make halitza. Today we make halitza. Instead of divorce, there is another process of halitza. Today they make halitza because maybe he will take her, not because he wants to do the mitzvah. She's very attractive, pretty. Why not? I'll take her. That's what you take her for. The Torah didn't want you to take her for that. Take her in order to have children to be named after the brother. And if he doesn't have it, pure things in his mind, which is very difficult today, therefore they prefer making halitza today. Halitza, that means that to cut the relationship between them. And this is what in Ibn Ezer. Then there is Hoshen Mishpat, Hoshen Mishpat business. Dayanim, judges, witnesses, who is a kosher witness, who is not kosher witness. And after Eidim, loan, you gave a loan, they took a loan, with Eidim, without Eidim, with a note, without the note. Oh, so if you come to collect, how do you collect? You collect from the house, from the any other object that he has. Can you collect? So, he had property and he sold it to somebody else. You come and say, what do you mean? I gave him the loan before you, it belongs to me. Baba, they fight. Really, who can take that property? The buyer or the one that really he owes him the money? Well, this is all this in Hoshen Mishpat. There's more dinim. This is the most difficult one, the Hoshen Mishpat. But you can know from the words, Ora Hayim, way of life, of every day, daily life. Ibn Ezer, he said, the helper that he has. Yoredi'a, giving you more knowledge about other things that they are not daily, but belongs to everybody. Hoshen Mishpat, only for the dayanim, for the judges. They have to know all that, how to judge cases between the people. Who is the kosher ed that you take him, who is not? What do you do with pikadon? What do you do if there is two neighbors fighting each other? He wants to open the window here. Why do you open window here? I don't want you to look at my house all the time. Look at my wife and look at they start fighting. What do you put the door over here? The door should be on the other side. They start fighting, which is true. Hey, you made it too much. You extended and you put your wall exactly against my wall and you look all the time inside in my room. Really? Who is right? Who is wrong? But all these are written there. Shutafim, partners, they go into business. There is differences between them. What do you do with it? They talk about it also. Shlichut. You put a messenger. What is the name of Shlichut? Well, and so on. There is no end to that. Hoshen Mishpat is a very, very big thing. Now, this is your Yoredi'a. All this was an introduction to the law. One of the laws that there is in Yoredi'a, Tevilat Kelim. You buy something from a goy, he said, it's mine. He didn't use it yet. I want to use it. No, you can't use it. Why? Nothing. It's kosher. Nothing unkosher. Yes, it's not kosher. kosher. The minute it comes to your possession, you must make tevila first. To go from the possession of a goy, while it is possession of the goy, becomes like a tum'ah on it. In order to become tahor, you have to make tevila. What kind of tevila? Like a woman. She goes tevila. What tevila she goes? Mikveh. Mikveh has a certain amount of water, called abayim se'ah, they call it in Hebrew. They must have the mikveh with abayim se'ah. And must be the water exactly like a mikveh. What I mean exactly like a mikveh? Not yet you took water and a pipe and you brought it there, you open a faucet and you brought it. So good. Has to be, the water comes natural from
the rain.
From the rain, it's not being put in a container to be brought, even not in a pipe, anything that metal. Therefore what they build in the walls, they build like something. Touched stones and everything, it goes straight the water into the mikveh. But they can't, what do you mean, every day they can bring a new water from rain? There isn't. But they make two of them. One is filled with water from the rain, and one they fill it with water from the pipe from the. But the law is, if you have already kosher mikveh, all water that will come into that kosher mikveh will become kosher, or will touch that water, the mikveh, the kosher mikveh, makes all the overrides. Other water kosher.
What's the reason for
that? Overrides the water.
Why?
That's what they do. You do here. This is a mikveh, this is a mikveh. This is two mikveh. This they fill it water from the rain, at the time of the rain. Naturally, it goes there. Then they put a hole here, and a hole here. These two mikveh. What do they do? Really, they put one wall for both of them. They build one wall. Here is the mikveh, here is the mikveh. When they open a hole over here, they can cork it, close it, and open it. When they want to, they fill this water, it's unkosher. They take the cork out, the water touching together, this become kosher. Then they close it again. They leave this always reserved. And they use this. Finishes it, gets
dirty.
They empty it, they wipe it, they fill it anew, they touch them together. That's called hashaka in Hebrew, like kissing each other. They
so
come
the,
in
the
together.
Water, the actual water of the mikveh I never use?
No.
It's always there.
If you use it, it will get dirty again. This being left. Sometimes they don't have water of rain. What do? They bring snow. Take snow. The snow, as long as it's solid, it's frozen, you can put it in the mikveh, it will melt, it's kosher. Since it wasn't water before yet. That's what they do. And Magen David, the Rabbi Kassin used to take the student, come with me! They used to walk out in the snow, every time that there is snow, they empty that water to put new. They take the snow basket, and they put it in the mikveh.
Are they allowed
and
to
it
use
melts,
a shovel?
That's kosher mikveh.
Are they allowed to use a metal shovel to pick it up?
Yeah, because as long as it is solid, it doesn't become pasul. As I said, it didn't become water yet. They take it quick while it is snow, they put it there, it melts over there, it's kosher mikveh.
What's the reason that if you put a little of that one and with the other, it's considered as if it's the rain.
Hashaka, they call it hashaka.
No, that's the process, but what's the reason that it's allowed? Why don't you need pure
Torah,
rain water?
The Torah permitted it. This is what they said. As I said, you are making the water which is tahor, makes the water which is not tahor. As we said, you are kosher in the water. Just as you kosher pot in a gala, you kosher water by water.
How come the unkosher water doesn't?
No, this
water.
Is what the kosher water is. The power of the kosher water makes unkosher water.
So if you go to the beach and take a pot of water and put it into the unkosher water,
you can't carry it in a keli, he said.
Do what?
You can't carry it in a keli.
So you take a milk bottle and take it with a bottle of water and take it and stick it in the thing. You
it's
go to the beach.
Rain. It's got to be rainwater.
What's the beach?
It's not rainwater. It's got to come straight from the rain.
No, we're not talking. What of the ocean is kosher?
Yeah, that's what I said. Could you take it from there and stick
No. It? Once you take it with a container, it already becomes pasul.
Oh, any container. doesn't have to be steel, any container.
That's called sha'uv. When you take it into a container, it become no good.
Even a pot, nothing?
Khalas.
How come the beach is considered good? How come the ocean?
The ocean is excellent. They ask me many times, even like they said, listen, the halacha is kosher, but you have to meet the conditions. You know, you can't go with a bathing suit. Tight. Tzafsek, hatzitza. Oh yeah, they say, what do you do? They go honeymoon to Acapulco and she's not okay. And then she said, what should I do? Can I go? I said, yes. But you have to be a girl. What size dress you are? 6. Take a dress size 8. Go with it. You know, it's loose, you can go. You understand? But we don't advise it because they get scared sometimes.
In Bradley,
I used to tell them to go to Lakewood. They used to go to Lakewood. But sometimes the girls, they come to me. I said, oh, my, half an hour ride and that, it's terrible weather. We don't, can we go into the ocean? I used to tell them, yes. I used to tell them exactly what to do in order to go there. That means, the Baruch Hashem today, there is a mikveh, they built. And Jersey, they didn't build as mikveh as good as here, but they built. Thank God, there is a mikveh. You understand? No problems.
No, with the kelim, it makes a difference if there's a goy anywhere down the line. I mean, like a Jewish person can own the company, but if it's a goy wholesaler selling it to the store, then automatically...
Once a goy owns...
For any amount of time, doesn't matter.
Finish. But you can borrow a part from him and use it without the villa. As long as he's the owner of it, you can use it. But once to move it from his ownership to your ownership, you have to make
as long as it's kasher,
I said new. You can't go to say, I go to his house, tell him, give me the pot you have in your house. That's because of taref. We're not talking something taref, something that's absolutely new, 100% good, there's no taref, but it belongs to the goy. That's why we're selling it. This is tevilat kelim, but which keli requires tevilat? If it is metal, gold, silver, steel. Today, steel is very popular. Barberware, stainless steel. All this they need. Tevilah with beracha, 100%. It's matechet. Do you understand? Matechet means metal. But there is also something not metal, glass. Glass requires tevilah or not? Yes. But not as hamur as matechet.
Does it get
beracha
glass?
Beracha, one with the beracha. Banana is beracha.
For glass? Yeah.
But clay means something made out of the mud. Sand, mud, doesn't require to be done. Now the question...
China
ware that we have today, is it considered clay?
Or glass?
Or considered... glass, what do you call it? It is a matter of opinion about it. Some of them tell you this made out of sand. Therefore it is.
No beracha.
It's not, it's clay. Sometimes you know, you can see this is smoothened with certain things, sometimes with the glass, sometimes certain kind of metal being put on it.
Is that like
place it is not exactly direct.
Maybe it has a metal rim.
Because of two opinion, they make the vilat with without bracha. That means it's a problem. But really, if it is clay, doesn't require to be done.
What is enamel, Rabbi? Enamel is considered steel?
Enamel, there is metal, inside there is a metal, and then covered, inside and outside covered with different things. The enamel, they say, you cannot kosher it because of this, what you plate it with.
Is it like Teflon you're talking about? Is that
no,
similar?
No, no.
The
enamel
is black,
different. Like the roaster pan, the turkey pan you use.
Teflon is a different thing. Enamel is a different thing. And the question of the enamel, maybe this is like glass and so on. They make it without the beracha. All these things, we come to it. The question is, this tevilah is from the Torah, or is written in the Torah? Torah is written when the Jewish people went to fight with Midian, they came back. When they came back, they brought the ladies back, they captured the ladies. They saw pretty girls, pretty that. Why should we kill them? So let's take them. They brought them. After they brought the pretty girls from the Midian, they brought pots, they brought food. Moshe Rabbeinu, the minute he saw the ladies, he was so excited, so mad at the people, the soldiers, they went to war. You went and you brought the girls. All the troubles with God from Midian was through the girls, because they came to make Jewish people have sin with them. He was very mad, and he forgot even to tell them about the parts or anything. Raza saw what's happening. She is mad at them. He doesn't turn to tell them anything about him. Came by Yomer Raza Kan and Shah Tseva. There the Dabar Asher Tseva Hashem and Moshe. Achet and Zahav and the Kesem, he gave them the laws of Al-Ala, Libun, and then he told them, even if you make Al-Ala, wait a minute, you still can't use it. You have to make Tevila to it. Because after you it was used by a Goy, after it was owned by a Goy, you have to make Tevila, even if it's not Taref. In order to move from the possession of the Goy, then you betaher. Ach b'me nidda yitharta betaher. Must come into the water of nidda of Bekitbe, and then becomes the whole. Otherwise, it's not owned. Tevila tkenim has to be like that. The Filat can sit in the Torah. Somebody say, no, the Torah is not. The Torah is speaking about Al-Ala. That this is Asmachta. Hachamim said it. They make clue, but it's not really. It's from Hachamim. What is the law? The Filat can from the Torah or from Hachamim? It's Mahlokin. Shulchan Aruch, opinion, the Maran, his opinion is the Rabbanan. Yeah. They argue about it, but the truth is, his opinion is the Rabbanan. This is Tevilat Kelim.
Even Kelim Atechet?
Yeah, no.
Because all that's spoken about over there is Kelim.
I didn't say Kelim Atechet. Tevilat Kelim, the Rabbanan, everything. Yeah. Even Matechet. Everything. According to that, the one that said Tevilat Kelim, the Rabbanan, even Matechet. But some say, no, Matechet is from the Torah. The opinion of Moran, it is the Rabbanan. But still, there is Beracha. When you take the Kelim and you dip them to make Tevila to it, you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Rashi Kadosham Sadaron on Tevilat Kelim and then do it. When a person holds it to make the Tevila, to hold it in his hand, must his hand be a little, not too tight. Too tight, then your hand is Hotzeh, don't let the water go there. And what they do, once they hold it, then they turn their hand to another location and they put it. This is to be careful with Tevilat Kelim. Tevilat Kelim is important. Somebody asked me, Rabbi, I go to a house, I don't know if they make Tevilat Kelim or not. Am I allowed to eat the food from them? I said, yes. The food does not become forbidden. Some they don't like. They said, well, if he doesn't do the mitzvah, why should I eat? But the halacha is, the food is not forbidden. It can be eaten, even though he didn't make Tevilat Kelim. This is what we talk about Tevilat Kelim. We went from one thing to another. We, on the whole introduction of Moran, or Hayim, Yeredea, Ibn Ha'at, HaShafat, order to reach, because in my hand was the book of Yeredea, to come to say, what is Yeredea, what is Elohot Olam? Usually, always for common men, they read with them what? Or Hayim. They don't read what? They don't reach the Yeredea, they don't. Instead, if they know the Or Hayim is good enough. But this is Yeredea, Elohot Olam. Hazrat Hashem, when we come, the next season we'll start maybe to teach the halachot from Yoredea a lot of.
Rabbi, that thing about Midian comes to teach us Hagala. Right?
About what?
About Kelei Midian.
Yeah.
Right? Just comes to teach Hagala.
Yeah.
Not Tevila.
He told them Hagala.
And Tevila?
First he told them Hagala.
Yeah.
Told them Libun. Then he told them, after the Hagala and Libun, you have to make Tevila.
Right. So that's what you said, the opinion that holds that
Tevilah is not...
No, you said...
Really, he did not tell them about Tevilah, they say. There is a mahlok in the meaning of Betaher. He talks about Betaher means about the Agala, or Betaher means also beside the Agala.
Whether it's Deoraita or not. And to the opinion of those that say that it's Deoraita, it would only be Bekele Matechet, right? Isn't that what...
The what?
If, for those who hold that it is... Only Matechet, right? And we on everything that we make Tevilah to, not going to Tevilah, everything we make Tevilah on, we make Berachah on everything?
Yes, even zechuchit also.
Even zechuchit.
Except this, what I said, china work you make, but the
it's
that,
really
this is clay, maybe.
It's really clay.
That's why they're done.
Yeah. Rabbi, wasn't Moshe's wife from Midian?
Yeah, but it was before the story of Midian. Moshe took the daughter of Yitro before the whole thing of Milhama of Midian. But when they became forbidden, was later.
He got in.
Come on, Alan.
He got in before the time.
You have to know the chronicle of time, whatever, but at least you can.
We have to take him to see the Ten Commandments. Check the tape.
He's okay, don't worry.